The Guardian.
They're protesting about what they say is a very autocratic and polarizing form of rule. They accuse Evo Morales of favoring the indigenous majority and basically overriding the rights and privileges of the paler-skinned minorities that for generations had been top dog in Bolivia.
He is the first indigenous president, and he won that decisive victory in 2005. There are those, though, who say that his nationalisation and land redistribution programmes haven't gone far enough. They're his key policies, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. Some of his loyalists are actually impatient with the pace of change. They say that despite his apparently radical agenda, Evo Morales really has yet to deliver on the huge expectations that he brought. He said that he would roll back 500 years of oppression going back to the time of the conquistadores. And there's a lot of truth in that. Despite big talk of land reform and shunting, redistributing resources to the poor majority who are mostly confined to the Western Highlands, on the ground is still a lot to be done.
What about the context and the long-running tensions over control of the huge reserves that Bolivia has of natural gas?
Yes, well, that's complicating and compounding the divisions between Evo Morales and the opposition, who are based largely in the relatively prosperous eastern lowlands, which also happen to be where the deposits of oil and gas are. And Evo Morales is fighting for the central government to get the lion's share and to control all of these things, whereas the provinces, who are often controlled by opposition figures, are doing their damnedest to hold on to these revenues for themselves. So this is also driving this deep and dangerous polarization that we're seeing in Bolivia.
Does Morales think there is some kind of conspiracy theory? Because he's blaming the protests on the US, isn't he?
Yes, this is a standard line from Evo Morales, which he's repeated from his big ally, Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez. So he frames this conflict but in terms of that his opposition, who are kind of paler-skinned and richer, are in fact almost stooges of Washington, and that they are reflecting the interests of the United States. And I think this plays well with his own hardcore supporters, but I think generally in Bolivia people realize that this is very much an internal affair.
And, of course, this is a country where there is that huge gap between rich and poor. Is this protest, this conflict about those divisions primarily, or has ethnicity got more to do with it?
Well, it's all tangled together, really. I think what we're seeing, Evo Morales' supporters will say that racism is very much at the heart of it, and they say that that is why the opposition are now determined to try to block Evo Morales, despite the fact that he's a democratic mandate. Whereas the opposition say not at all, that this is really it's just about respecting their own interests and respecting plurality of interests in what is a very complicated country. So what we're going to see now on Sunday, when there's this recall vote, will be an attempt by Evo Morales to reclaim the political initiative, because his radical project to refound Bolivia, as he would put it, has basically faltered in the teeth of this fierce opposition. So what he's hoping is that if he wins a fresh mandate in this referendum, that he can then regain the initiative and try to put his project back on track.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.